Duke and Dow with you live in studio today. We're talking movie theaters today for a text and topic. And in fact, Fred Baldwin, owner of the Victory Theater in Kemmer, is joining us live over the phone today. Hey, Fred, how are you today this morning?
I'm great this morning. How are you this morning, Duke?
You know, we're doing well. Appreciate you joining us. We've been talking about theaters through the day. We had Chris Simpkins, owner of Skyview Lanes, on the air earlier this morning. And wanted to talk about the upcoming uncertainty that our local theaters have, both on a small town level and national level. And but first off, let's just share the exciting good news. You guys are expected to have a movie on the screen this weekend.
Well, we're going to try. We have an equipment malfunction that we're working on right now, but the plan right now is to have our first movie since March this Friday night.
Fred, when you look at this, the virus, it's also kind of dovetailed in with the whole, you know, on-demand thing with certain streaming services and things like that. But it still feels like the hometown theater, it's still a very much a cornerstone of small-town life. And, man, since March, there's been no shows. That's probably been pretty disappointing for the residents of Kemmer.
I think it's been very disappointing because I don't think that the small towns, especially not the big towns, it's more of a social event than going to catch the latest movie. It's a chance to go see other people, eat some good popcorn. I think it's more of a social interaction thing than it is in the big cities. At least that's my impression. So yeah, I think people have missed it a lot. I know I've missed it. So I'm sure other people feel the same as I do.
So Fred, as you're hoping to reopen, what can the community do to help ensure that, that this is not a touch-and-go situation moving forward, that that theaters like yours can not only just reopen, but stay open and start and continue to show the latest and best movies?
You know, I think people are going to have to be patient because we have the COVID rules in place now, so it's a little bit different. You know, you have to wash your hands. You have to watch the social distancing. That'll be enforced at the theater. And we have less than normal capacity, which shouldn't be a problem. But people are going to have to be patient. But all in all, I think people are going to have to just support not just our business, but all the local businesses. And ours in particular, it's tough on small theaters anyway. This is just, you know, a wound to somebody that was already wounded. The theater business wasn't doing well to start with, and this has been tough. So yeah, just go out and have some popcorn and enjoy yourself, but be patient.
So one of the things that the theater has been battling with is getting new releases. And so that's the exciting thing, is you're starting to see that that tap open back up. And so you've got some new ones coming, correct?
That's exactly true. Since the COVID thing kicked in, there have been no releases from the studios at all. And that's finally coming out. One of the unfortunate parts of that is the studios found out that perhaps there was more money to be made to, you know, to release those to live stream, things like Netflix, et cetera. And so that even altered the landscape a little bit more. But yeah, it's going to be good to finally have some new movies coming out, but I think you're going to see less movies coming out than we used to traditionally because of that change to live stream.
Fred Baldwin joining us this morning, owner of the Victory Theater. And Fred, appreciate your time. Anything else you wanted to mention about the Victory Theater and theaters in general moving forward?
No, you know, just come out and have some popcorn. We're firing up the machines today, actually, and start making that popcorn and make sure they got the right butter to make it taste good. And come on out and enjoy a movie. We enjoy seeing you there. It's a good time to interact. And just come out and see us and enjoy your evening.
Hey, thanks so much for your time, Fred. Appreciate you.